Okay. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and get this party started. Get it started.
Okay.
Let's get it started in here.
In 09, the opening band was the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny. I don't think I saw that opening. I don't think I ever saw them. Would I have?
I don't think so. I think they were just on the West Coast.
Okay. I was like, yeah, that is not in my memory. I feel like I'd remember that.
It was in Vegas.
Mm. Oh, and you saw that, yeah. Okay. Well, hey there, Hill.
Hey, Jenny.
How's it hanging?
It's hanging.
Hanging.
Yep.
And hello, listeners. Welcome to Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts.
This is season 5, episode 31. We're recording on August 27th, and if you're listening, it is on or after August 30th. Can you believe it's almost September?
It's like, on one hand, I actually think it already is September. So, for some reason, August has been very long.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that, too, actually.
It feels like it should already be September. Just school starting and the weather is getting cooler and all that. And I'm tired. Excuse me.
Vegas is nearing.
It's bananas. I'm so glad we're not going opening weekend. That's way too soon. For me to mentally handle that. I'll be sad to not be there when it's all happening, but
yeah,
I'm at this moment ready to wait our turn.
Yeah, I like going to the first show of a tour just because you have no idea what to expect.
Right.
I did it for the last two tours. I did not for E and I.
Yeah. I
did not for 360 because they opened, that tour opened in like Barcelona or something.
Oh, which is very rare for them to open outside the U.S.
I could be wrong on that. Fact check me, but I'm pretty sure 360 started in Barcelona, which is kind of an interesting, segue into some of what happened in today in U2 history.
Is it the only, I mean, other than early on, I think all our tours start in North America besides.
Well, the Unforgettable Fire started August 29th in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Okay.
1984. So that and, so I'm sure before then they were all, before Unforgettable Fire, they were all in Europe.
Well, Boys started in Europe. October started in Europe. War, Europe. And then Joshua Tree, North America. Yeah, then after that.
They were all.
Except North America. Yeah. That's why, like, in my mind, because it's, like, when I've been paying attention, they've always started in North America.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's not everything.
Interesting to start on a different continent in New Zealand. Like, I wonder what the reasoning for that was. It probably was scheduling.
Yeah, and to like be so far away, and yeah, it may have been like now or never. Like, we can open here and play shows here, or we cannot do it at all.
Right. It also scheduling. So in New Zealand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just of the tour, but ever.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good they did that. I have an overserved kind of weekend, and I am wreaking the repercussions of that.
You should tell the story about last night.
Last night? Just what I did?
Yeah.
Last night was, oh my God, it was so much fun. A friend of mine who is, she and her husband are Irish born. They live here in Northeast Ohio. This house should be like on Cribs or something. I don't know. This house is crazy. But not her, but one of our friends' husbands, who is also Irish born, is like trying to be a DJ.
Isn't everyone?
But like last year at her party was like his first gig ever. And now he's like booking gigs and stuff, whatever. But so being European, they do like do music to be like European disco late night party kind of thing. So it is awesome. And it's like there's a pool and the outdoor bar and all this kind of stuff. He was wearing these amazing pink plastic pants. And I regret not saying to him, you know, you put on the pants and the pants tell you what to do. Oh my gosh, such a fun night. There was all the booze you can imagine. And a friend and I Ubered, so we had some fun. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. I sent you a video and you said it looked like a party at the Kardashians.
It did.
It kind of felt like it.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, it was just like the pool in the background and everything. It looked
And the DJ. And the cops, they come twice. That's how cool we are.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was loud music in a neighborhood. It wasn't. But it was like 10:30. It wasn't crazy late. But anyway, we did fine. No one got arrested. But I'm very tired. Very tired.
I bet.
Oh, but it's about my bedtime.
I did nothing today and I'm still very tired.
I have been able to be productive today. Grocery shopping and dinner and laundry and stuff. But I really used up all of my energy.
Yeah.
I'm ready for bed. Yeah. But let's get you two-ish.
Yes.
Shall we? You had some stuff like this week in history. I know you started it with the 360.
This is interesting. 3 years ago, August 28th, was the release of Angel Headed Hipster, the songs of Mark Bolan and T-Rex.
Oh.
Love that album.
Yeah. And we just talked about that movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was 3 years ago today.
Gosh.
Yeah,
because it was during COVID. I remember being excited to get vinyl during COVID.
Yeah. Well, half my vinyl came from COVID.
At least half.
At least, if not more. Okay. On August 28th, 1992, U2 performed Can't Help Falling in Love on the Rockline radio show in New York, and fielded calls from listeners, including future U.S. President Bill Clinton.
Yep, that was cool. I loved hearing that recording.
Yeah, I remember.
Don't find that somewhere. Yeah, there's some little stuff that happened. A few shows.
Yeah, let me look at. I knew that date wasn't right. I hit the wrong button.
I'm on August 29th. We're using U2 songs, by the way.
Yeah.
Our favorite resource, Fire, was released. Oh. On a chart dated. No, I don't know if it was released today. Oh, 40 was released today in 83, but Fire hit number 35 on the UK charts.
Electrical Storm came out on August 29, 02.
And we were... And today's the day where they played their first show in New Zealand that you were talking about.
It wasn't the first. This was the second show.
On August 29th?
Oh, I'm looking on... August 29th.
It says U2 performed their first ever concert in New Zealand. 1984.
Oh, yeah. I scrolled down too much. Sorry.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah, in 92, they played Yankee Stadium. I don't remember what happened at that show, but it was a big show. Well, obviously, it was at Yankee Stadium.
Here, I'm clicking on it. Let's see if it has any notes. No specific notes about it. But yeah, that'd be a big one anyway, just the location alone.
So on August 30th, I don't know about this. August 30th, 1982, a live version of I Will Follow came out. Never heard of that before.
Ooh, the promotional video for the Blackout came out.
Oh, that was an exciting day.
That was cool. For you youngsters who might not remember that, I feel like that was my first experience with like a Facebook countdown. Because they put it on Facebook, didn't they?
I think they did.
And we just had to sit there and wait for it to go live.
Yeah.
That was like, how is this even? How can't they just upload the video?
August 30th, 97, they played Pop Mart in Dublin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would have loved to have been to that show.
Oh, here's an interesting thing.
What?
So the Dublin... Wow. The Dublin Pop Mart show on the next day, August 31st, was streamed.
Really?
Where could you... AOL? I don't know.
In 97...
Because they didn't get a website until, like, 2000.
No. Concert in Dublin allows users at home to stream video from the show. It's also the official anniversary of Bono and Ali's wedding, August 31st.
I still think that's wrong.
I wonder if in that article where it came out, if it was a typo. Did someone hit the 2 instead of a 3 and no one fact checked it? And then it became fact for all of time.
Well, everyone was posting stuff on like weird Instagram pages and stuff wishing Bono and Ali a happy anniversary last week.
Well, and then some people were saying wishing them a happy not anniversary. People still haven't caught on. I want to look at that part. Pop Mart streamed 1997. What will the Google tell me? I know. So Mexico City. I gotta put Dublin. Yeah, where would it have been? Here it is on YouTube.
Well, they had something somewhere where they had a studio cam.
Yeah.
Pop Mart. And it was just like always on.
Right. And
sometimes you could see something happening, but most of the time there was no one in there.
Yeah. Here, I'm looking at YouTube gigs to see if it... No? I mean, they had to view someone's server to...
Yeah. I can't imagine. I don't remember.
We'll have to investigate. I wonder if this there's some more information.
Also, on August 31st, Where the Streets Have No Name single came out.
Okay.
August 31st, 2001, Stuck in a Moment video came out. The one that's the football one.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go watch that right now. You know what we have not done? We have never done an ep talking about videos.
No, we haven't.
I feel like we should do that sometime.
We should.
It might be fun to look at some of the Octum Baby videos and then see if some of that translates to the look for those songs in the sphere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a little something to compare and contrast.
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's it for August. I'm not going to go into September yet.
Yeah, we don't need to go. We're not there yet.
So a lot of history has happened in the past 3 days.
Yeah, right?
Future 3 days.
Future for now. I'm still trying to look up where. Wait, okay. U2 Songs to the Rescue. Okay, the first full-length streaming that they identified. Oh, wait. Was July 2, 97 in Foxborough.
Mm-mm. In 97 Foxborough? I think that's 92.
Did they streamed it?
No.
No, it says the first full-length stream that they were able to identify, that U2 Songs was able to identify, was July 2nd, 1997 in Foxborough, just outside Boston. It says, this first stream was a stretch for the band as they hopped right over streaming audio and attempted to stream video to the internet through their popmart.msn.com website that preceded U2.com. Let's see what it says that you
I remember was, that now that it was MSN.
Yeah. They would use similar technology again for their homecoming show in Dublin. Video cams that could zoom in and out on the request of the users. That was my question, was where was it hosted? And I remember this now that it was that they were like u2.aol.com. And I would guess that the studio cam was that MSN or something.
Yeah. Oh, it was, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yes, it was early on in the internet, but also there were websites.
Yeah.
Like, bands and businesses had websites.
Yeah.
You, too, could have had a website. They were really late in the game.
Yeah.
I guess they had, like, at U2, so they didn't need another one. Fans were doing it for them.
Right. It wasn't at U2 at MSN.
No, it was at U2.com.
.com.
If they had
to do it.
Yeah. The fans with their limited resources can have a professional site. The band could have.
Picture that YouTube posted a few days ago on Instagram, and PJ commented that they need to like crop their photos. They need more graphic support.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure what that is. I'm gonna have to go look at it right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at it too. I don't remember. It was I think all of them, and it was a group photo from a long time ago.
Was it the one with Bill Clinton?
Yes.
And it's like super small.
Because they don't know how to adjust it for Instagram.
In a white frame. Like, yeah.
I know how to adjust it for Instagram. Our pictures fit.
They're fine. Well, and you can do horizontal on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, there's enough space here that this would have worked just fine.
Yeah.
That's a lot of white space.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Look, it's it's not, it should be cropped right after Hillary, and you can see a whole room there.
Right. Like if you go from Bono to Hillary's shoulders.
Yeah,
that's what a pretty square picture.
Yeah.
Which would look lovely on the gram.
If you are YouTube or know YouTube and would like assistance in your graphic design or posts, yeah. I do ours in my free time. So I'm happy to help.
Yes. I mean, here's the pictures from the Serieva Film Festival. Those are lovingly horizontal. They were also taken by professionals, so they probably just, well, the other ones taken by. Yeah, that's an interesting one because, yeah.
It's a great picture.
It is, but it's like, why? And, you know, there are some accounts that that is their aesthetic, like having a white border.
Right.
That's not a thing on YouTube's social media.
Nope.
Nope.
And that was literally because they couldn't figure out how to fit the picture in like that.
Yeah, but like that someone took time to do that.
Right.
Like someone. They were probably using paint instead of Canva on MSN.com. I don't know. Oh my gosh.
Those guys, but sometimes they could use a little refinement.
Yeah.
Respect.
And it's just like people notice. If they think people aren't going to notice, they're fooling themselves. I'm going to post our little graphic that says we're recording right now.
Okay.
There's an article in The Independent. The Irish Independent with Adam Clayton. I keep seeing promotion for it. It must have just come out yesterday or today. The quote from Adam that they keep saying is the last time I had to work on staying sober, yesterday. So I'm sure it's tied to mental health initiative is my guess, because he does so much amazing work with that.
And that's an amazing thing to think about. I don't think about that because, I mean, I'm not sober. But, right. I mean, I currently am as we are recording this. But
right.
I've only been sober for like 24 hours.
But you're not actively remaining sober. Yeah.
Not, you know, in recovery or anything.
Yeah.
And but that's an amazing thing to think of, that you have to think about that all the time.
Yeah.
Like to me, I just kind of assume that you go a while without drinking and then you just don't drink anymore.
Right. And it just doesn't work that way. Brains don't work that way.
Yeah.
So mad props to any of you who are, whether you're struggling or successful or relapsing or just starting or thinking about becoming sober. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got your back.
Yeah, for sure. And listen to Adam's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very proud.
Indeed. Yes. Very proud.
Did we talk last week about Googie's show? I don't think we did. No, we didn't, because it was Andy last week.
Oh, yeah. So, I feel like we had mentioned that we'd seen pictures of some of the band. I don't remember. Let's just do it.
Okay. So sometime last week, I think, Googie had an art show in France, and Bono, Adam, and Edge were there,
mm-hmm.
with multiple family members, I think. It looked like a good time, and it's just really nice that, you know, they all come out for to support an old friend.
Yeah. It is. I mean, to this day, I will always be amazed that all of them, their core group, are still, they've known each other since they were toddlers or high school, whatever they came into lives, you know, like.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, I'm sure they've said this. I think that's the only way that their success works. As humans,
yeah.
As them, like, not going off the rails as human beings.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And, you know, you can't look at it and say, you know, Googie is who he is because of his friendship with Bono, because he's very talented in his own right. But I don't think that gets you very far. I mean, Neil McCormick, he tried to get a band together for many, many, many years.
Right.
As a friend of Bono and never got anywhere.
Right.
So it doesn't mean you're going to be a success.
He's a pretty successful writer.
He's an amazing writer, but he's never been able to put a band, have a successful band.
But that think about, we don't even know the people in their orbit who have tried to be successful using them and haven't, because, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be interesting because people like Googie and Neil McCormick do have a platform or like some extra eyes on them.
Yeah.
Because of Bono and the band. But like we've talked, that just opens the door.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you money. Doesn't mm-hmm. make you famous. Doesn't make you good.
Doesn't keep you in the door.
No. Sometimes it gets you kicked out.
Yeah.
Probably more than not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
When you think about, like, the Virgin Prunes were huge.
Yeah.
And U2 wasn't huge.
Right.
The Prunes did that on their own. Like, it's not like they were going on the backs of this little new band out of Dublin. Like, so Googie and Gavin have, you know, clout in their own right.
Right.
For sure. Is anything else happening?
I have, it came up with this question for Bono over whiskey.
And oh, cake. Yeah. I was supposed to remind you of that. I'm glad you remembered.
I feel like I've mentioned this before, but I don't think I've mentioned it on the pod. I think it was just between us talking.
Okay.
But I really wonder how Bono always has a 5 o'clock shadow. I mean, he has it at 10 in the morning. He has it at 2 in the morning. It's always the same length.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, you know, men's facial hair and grooming habits. But I don't know how the hell he does that.
I mean, it's got to be the razor he or whoever does his raising for him. That's able to just keep it that length. And it's, I guess if you do it every day, it'll stay the same length. But yeah, I mean, guys do it.
But it's just like,
but it's,
it doesn't matter what time of day you see him. He has the same
right
5 o'clock shadow.
Maybe it just doesn't grow that fast during the day. So if he tunes it up in the morning, it's yeah. still fine.
All day.
Yeah.
I just find that. I feel like we talked about before between us and Garden Tart Amanda.
I would love to talk about men's facial hair hygiene with Bono.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. We have some all kinds of weirder questions than that. So.
Right.
I just find that interesting.
I wonder if I have a question for him.
But like, so Edge's beard, I mean, that has a lot more room for growth.
Right.
Like, it doesn't you know, you won't notice it if it's longer in the evening or whatever.
Right.
But Punish is just always exactly the same.
Yeah, that's gonna be like a talent.
Ill-shaven.
Right. But consistently
ill-shaven.
I guess my question for Bono was he cake is he starting to get nervous?
Oh, I wonder that. I bet.
Yes.
I bet he is.
Yeah. Nerve-sided.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
So I think they should be heading there next week. The week after.
Yeah. The word would we see somewhere September 3rd.
Yeah.
Sometime then they'll be arriving. But yeah, it sounds like in this next week they'll start heading to Vegas. Yeah. Breaking news. Simone Biles wins a record 8th national all-time title. At 26, she's the oldest woman to win the U.S. Gymnastics Championships. Way to go, Simone.
She's the GOAT.
The absolute GOAT.
Oh, this should be mentioned.
Okay.
But so this week, our former president was mugshot. I mean, he was fingerprinted and his mugshot was taken in Atlanta.
Yes. And
I feel like we should mention that for posterity.
Yes, we should put that in here.
Yeah.
It is his fourth indictment, like surrendering for indictment, but it's the first time with a mugshot and an inmate number and all of that.
There's a picture I saw. I mean, I have no idea if this is accurate or not, but it looked right to me. There was a picture. So when he was arrested, he had to give him his height and his weight. Then 6'3" and 215 pounds. Apparently, that's Tom Brady.
And Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, okay. I didn't see
also,
that.
I mean, people have compared him to a few things. I forget what we had on. I think it was CNN when it was happening. And I think it was Anderson Cooper was like, oh, it totally was. He was like, ooh, they just released.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, wait. And someone's like, oh, it's self-reported. They were so disappointed. They were so.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I like someone was saying that he couldn't do the GOP debate because he was fasting for his way in.
Because he's fucking shit.
I am. Obviously, we are. I am not a fan of body shaming, but that guy is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so like maybe in a couple years we'll listen back to this episode and just kind of, you know, laugh about that because.
So.
You know, this was, you know, his downfall.
Right.
I hope we're not listening in a few years. And he's president.
Oh, God, no. Oh, don't say it. Don't say it. I know it's a possibility. I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Someone thought it would be a good idea to do a Truman Show type situation with him. And just let him think he's president. Like, on a set somewhere.
For everybody. And then we could just watch it.
And then we could see, like, what would happen if he was president, but also, like, keep the world safe.
Yeah.
Like, just, like.
Genius idea.
Just totally Truman Show him, like, he thinks that he's king of the world. I'm like, that's really not a bad idea.
Just have him on a soundstage.
Yeah. Yeah. the internet's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's smart when it's not being an asshole. I like the internet.
Yeah. I just also have figured out all the different filters and stuff, so I only see what I want to see.
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, you got to live in a peaceful place. And that includes the internet space. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's, but it's also like doing that, blocking everything and watching MSNBC only. It's also a, you know, it's a false sense of security.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, MSNBC is only going to say, I mean, it's no better than, well, it is better than Fox News because they tell the truth on MSNBC. But it's
right, only, but they really dig
one side of the truth
for the stuff that you want to. Yeah.
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 But it's all true what they report.
Right. Yes. That's why I like CNN and NPR, because even though they lean left, it's less opinion.
And I agree with that, but it's just easier to watch.
Oh, for sure.
Who's on my side.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's, I've been watching too much of that stuff lately, but there's just been so much news and.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
I want to miss it.
Yeah.
Like, I went to, like, a glass jewelry class the night that Trump turned himself in.
Yeah.
I missed all of the good stuff because I was out. And then I went to dinner.
Yeah.
The time I came home, it was, like, yesterday's news.
It's all said and done, yeah. Yeah.
So,
Well...
Well, I had planned for this class like a month ago.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about it. Well, is that it for this evening?
I think it is. Oh, did we mention this, that Jenny had a good idea that we're gonna make it happen in the future, in the near future, to talk about the shows we've been to in Vegas?
Oh yeah, that was actually your idea. I just reminded you of it.
Oh, I totally forgot it. And I just taken it.
Yeah, no, it was straight up your idea. But yeah, let's talk about Vegas.
Information to me. Except though, now that I think about it, when you mentioned it, it kind of started like in the middle of a sentence. So like it was. Oh. So it did. I did kind of think for a second, have we had this? I don't remember this conversation.
Yeah, it was, I was just picking up where we left off a little bit ago.
Yeah.
In text or something about doing that.
Well,
so, yeah.
Our good idea.
It takes two.
Yeah.
One to have an idea and the other one to remember that it exists.
Yeah.
We should let our listeners know that we have failed to do All That You Can't Leave Behind in the month of August. Life's been busy, and I also forgot. So, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
And we're lazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work doing the album eps.
I know. We'll see.
Yeah. We do several a year.
Used to be all we did.
Yeah.
It was stupid of us.
It was really stupid.
We didn't know. Okay, well, on that note, y'all. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at the_gardentarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com. And share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with the Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, the Garden Tarts.
intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.